It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are ready to consider a ban on assault-style weapons, CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
Discussions are still in the preliminary stages at the state capitol, and no legislation has been introduced yet. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg represents Boulder, where a gunman killed 10 people this week. Fenberg supports a federal assault weapons ban, but is not optimistic Congress will act. In the meantime, he wants Colorado to do what it can.
The point is to not end gun violence tomorrow, but to prevent some of these tragedies from happening and making it so we can go longer than a week before the next tragedy.
Republicans who hold the minority in the legislature say bans are ineffective and punish law-abiding citizens. They want to focus on massive investment in mental health services. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
Among those who were killed at the Boulder King Supers Monday was 25-year-old Ricky Olds. Her family says she was a vibrant, nurturing person who expressed herself without fear of being judged. Her uncle, Robert Olds, says she loved camping and hiking with her friends.
There's a hole in our family that won't be filled. I mean, we try to fill it with memories, you know, but it's tough. It's tough. She had dreams. She had ambitions. And now she can't. She can't do those things. She was one of a kind.
Ricky Olds was a manager at the grocery store in South Boulder. She and nine others were killed in the shooting there. Colorado ski resorts are reworking reservation systems to put in place to limit crowds during the pandemic. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
Winter Park announced that season pass holders won't need a reservation for the remainder of the season, while Copper Mountain said parking reservations aren't required at free lots. At Eldora, parking reservations are no longer needed during the week. Vail says reservations are still mandatory at its resorts, but won't be next year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A fund that helps pay the legal fees for undocumented immigrants got more money from Denver this week. The city council approved adding $300,000 to the Denver Immigrant Legal Services Fund. The fund has helped more than 400 people since it began in 2018. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.